By the Lord's help, we will commence this Easter Sunday service by reading hymn 485. Christ the Lord is risen today, sons of men and angels say, raise your joys and triumph sing high, sing ye heavens, the earth's reply. Love's redeeming work is done, fought the fight, the battle won. Lo, the sun's eclipse is o'er, lo, he sets thee in blood no more. Vain the stone, the watch, the seal, Christ has burst the gates of hell. Death in vain forbids his rise, Christ has opened paradise. Lives again the your glorious head, where, O death, in now thy sting. Once he died our souls to save, where's thy victory, boasting grave? Saw we now where Christ has laid, following our exalted head. Made like him we rise. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Hail the Lord of earth and heaven. Praise to thee by both be given. Thee with great triumphant name. Hail the resurrection thou. We'll read from God's holy word from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believe not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. May the dear Lord bless to us his word and teach us how to pray. O thou gracious and merciful Lord God, do help us now to seek thy face in prayer. Or we would come, Lord, pleading the precious name of Jesus, that name that prevails above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt grant us that sweet access at the throne of grace. We would plead thy precious blood, that blood that doth for sin atone. And oh, we pray that we may pour out our heart before thee. Lord, we thank thee for sparing us to see the dawn of another Easter day, that glorious day of resurrection. And oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt come and favour us with thy presence. Oh, that we may know and feel it in our souls. And that thou wilt be with us, Lord, in all that concerns us. Do help us, dear Lord, to commit our way to thee, to cast all our cares upon. Oh, we would come confessing our many, many sins, and plead that thou would grant to us that heart to truly weep and mourn over them before thee. And we pray to have that real heart repentance given to us. And we would cry with the publican, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, we pray for the sweet application of thy precious blood in our souls, that we may know our pardon signed, our peace procured. And oh, that we may know that sweet peace of Calvary in our souls. As one of old said, this glorious man, thy peace shall be. We pray to have that real religion thou dost give to thy dear people. And oh, that thou wouldst grant the quickening of thy spirit. Would pray with the psalmist, make my soul to live, and I shall praise thee. We pray that thou wilt draw near to each of thy dear children this day. We pray for the dear little ones, the dear babes, the dear children, Lord, that thou wilt preserve them and keep them, and that thou wilt work in them, if it be thy holy will, thy grace and thy fear. Do keep them from this world and all the pleasures of it, and oh, that they may be real followers of meek and lowly Jesus. Do help them in all their schooling, Lord, those at school, and those are the dear babes too, and hear the prayers of dear parents for their offspring. Send down those answers of peace. And oh, do remember, Lord, the dear young people, those at school, those at college, and those at university, and those in work. Do help them, Lord, in all they have to do, and may they commit all their cares unto thee, and cast their burdens upon thee. And oh, may they see thy hand guiding them, directing them, leading them forth by the right way. And oh, we pray that thou wilt provide for them all that they need, and each of thy dear children. Remember those, Lord, in trouble, do appear for them, and deliver them, we beseech thee. Thou hast promised, I will be with him in trouble, and will deliver him. And Lord, we pray for those in affliction's pathway. Thou wilt come and grant that needed healing, if it's thy holy will. And knowest the many afflictions that abound, we think of many of our dear friends in affliction's pathway, and those with the coronavirus, and many throughout the earth, Lord. Oh, that thou wouldst sanctify these afflictions, and if it's thy holy will, may there be a blessing in the midst of it to thy children, that they may be able to say, it is good that I have been afflicted. And Lord, we pray, if it's thy will, grant healing and restoring. We pray for the staff that care for them, and all those, the doctors and the nurses, Lord, and the many fears they have and concerns, that keep them safe, if it would please thee, and keep us each safe from it. And oh, that thou wouldst preserve our going out and our coming in. Richly reward all those that are doing all they can to help in these trying times, and may there be yet many brought to fear thy holy name, to God-given repentance, and oh, that there may be yet a building up in Zion, a gracious increase, if it be thy holy will, that thou would awaken many sinners round to come and fill the place. Lord, the power's thine. May we ever be kept from limiting thy power. For thou hast said, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. And oh, we pray that we may know that sweet peace of Calvary in our souls. And oh, that thou wouldst come, Lord, and remember those that are in the evening time of life. May they prove thy sweet promise, that at evening time it shall be light. Do sweetly assure them that thou art their God, their Saviour, their Redeemer, and that underneath are the everlasting arms. Prepare them and prepare us each, Lord, for thy will. Oh, that we may be ready, have on the wedding garment, like the wise virgins had, waiting for thy coming. May we never be left to settle down short. But oh, that we may have that real religion that's more than notion. Something must be known and felt. We pray that thou wilt pour thy Spirit out upon the churches. May there yet be a gracious reviving, and in our own flock particularly. And we pray that there may be many born again, and those that thou art working in, may they be constrained to take up their cross and to follow thee, that there may be again a moving of the waters. For thou hast said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. We pray, dear Lord, for thy servants, thou wilt grant them that gracious anointing, that they may be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And oh, may there be that real fruit to follow. Who remember the nation, Lord, there to see the solemn state we're in. We pray that thou wilt work in our Prime Minister, our leaders. We thank thee for the measure of healing given to our Prime Minister, Lord. And we pray that he may experience in it all that thou art on the throne, and thou alone canst grant that healing. And if it be thy holy will, O Lord, do work in many, that they may set a right example in the nation, and turn to thee for that deliverance we so need. Appear for those in work, Lord, and those in business, and many that are affected by these things. May it please thee to yet appear, and may it be a voice to many to flee the wrath to come. And dear Lord, we pray for those in far-off lands where famine and warfare and many conflicts rise. Do remember thy dear people. Help them in all the crisis they stand in at this time. And oh, may they see thy hand working wondrously. Do be with us, Lord, and prepare us each for thy will, and grant us grace to be submissive to it. And oh, Lord, we would praise thee for all thy many, many mercies, those mercies that are countless as the sand, that daily we receive. We would give thee all the glory, all the praise. Do anoint us to speak a few things in thy holy name. And may our precious Jesus be exalted. Sinners, be laid in the dust. Thou hearest now in heaven thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, forgive, and make up where we so fail, as we fall into thy kind arms, sink or swim. We ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Let us continue by reading hymn 487, Christians, dismiss your fear, let hope and joy succeed, the great good news with gladness hear. The Lord is risen indeed. The shades of death withdraw. His eyes their beams display. So wakes the sun when rosy dawn unbars the gates of day. The promise is fulfilled. Salvation's work is done. Justice with mercy reconciled, and God has raised his Son. He quits the dark abode, from all corruption free, the holy, harmless child of God, could no corruption see. Angels with saints above, the rising victor sing, and all the blissful seats of love with loud hosannas ring. Ye pilgrims to below, your hearts and voices raise, let every breast with gladness glow, and every mouth sing praise. My soul, thy Saviour Lord, who all thy sorrows bore, who died for sin, but lives to God, and lives to die no more. His death procured thy peace, his resurrection's thine. Believer, receive the full release. 'Tis signed with blood divine. By the Lord's help, I will direct you to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and verses 3 and 4. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 3 and 4. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Mark 16, verses 3 and 4. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. One has been much exercise and concern regarding this word. I realise that we have spoken from it on more than one occasion before you or over the years, but they have so rested upon me, thinking of this glorious resurrection morn. And I want to first of all to look at it concerning these dear women. They were wonderful characters. They were God's dear chosen children. He had loved them with an everlasting love. They were his. But they had walked through a season of much sorrow. There was dear Mary Magdalene, and we read, and when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And it was the custom, of course, in those days for them to anoint the bodies of those that had passed away of their loved ones. But here we find real love in the hearts of these dear women to the dear Redeemer. They had walked, as I have said, in the path of much sorrow. But you see, the Lord was to turn that sorrow into joy. And he can do it in the hearts of those of you this morning that are walking in sorrow. We think of those beautiful words the Saviour said to his dear disciples. You now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And oh, may the Lord fulfil that, as he was to do it in the hearts of these dear women, for those of you in sorrow to die. He has all power to turn the sorrow into joy. Now, there are a few things we would look at concerning these dear women before we look at the great stone before them. Firstly, they were full of love to him. Love had drew them to the grave that Sabbath morn, and love was to provide all these sweet spices and to anoint his body with them. And, you know, it's a wonderful place when our souls are full of love to him, that we might be able to say, "Do not I love thee, dearest Lord? Behold my heart and see." And oh, that we may know as we venture on more and more of his love shed abroad in our hearts, and the more we're favoured with it, the more we shall love him in return. The second thing I'd name concerning them was this. They were early seekers. We read, don't we? And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. They sought him early. Before even the rising of the sun, they wanted to be there at that grave. And may that be a word for each of us. Seek the Lord early in the trials you're in. Seek the Lord early in your afflictions, in your troubles. And then to the dear young people, we think of that beautiful word, "I love them that love me, and they that seek me early shall find me." And oh, how dear Mary Magdalene was to prove this, and how she found him. And oh, that we may be early seekers of the Lord, whether it's early in our lifetime, early in the trials, early in all that we have to walk through. But then the third thing was concerning them. They were living very near their dear Redeemer. You know, it's a wonderful place when we can live near him. We find our deceitful hearts living so much toward the world and the things of time. But oh, may our hearts and our affections be drawn to a precious Jesus, that we might live close to him. We think of dear John, who leaned upon the Lord's breast, living very close to his dear Redeemer. A hymn writer said, didn't he, nearer, nearer to him clinging. Oh, that we may be like that. And as we venture on in this pathway we're having to walk through now with the coronavirus in the nation, may there be many brought to live near the Lord and to seek earnestly his face. And stepping back to they were seekers early, you know, he's promised, hasn't he, that they that seek shall find, and those that live near him will find him to be the one thing needful to them, the altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, how the spouse desired to live near her dear Redeemer and flee to him for help, for refuge, for all that she needed. She said, didn't she, what is my beloved compared with another beloved? My beloved is the chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely. And then concerning these dear women, they were real followers of a meek and lowly Jesus. We read concerning Peter, he followed the Lord afar off. And I often think of that, you know, how close do we follow him? Well, these dear women, they followed very closely the Lord. And oh, that there may be in this dark and solemn day some close followers of a meek and lowly Jesus, following very close to him, walking in his steps, keeping his commandments, doing his will, and be real in their following him. Not fair weather followers that only follow while things are good, but when the way gets difficult, they don't want to know. But the real followers will be like these dear women, continually following their dear Redeemer. But too, these dear women were weak and helpless. And they solemnly realized their weakness, their frailty, their helplessness. But let us look in our own heart. Do we know our weakness? The hymn writer said, in themselves as weak as worms, how can poor believers stand when temptations, foes and storms press them close on every hand? Well, you see, they had before them a very great stone. if they were to be able to anoint the precious body of Jesus, that stone, which was very great, was to be rolled away. And they felt so helpless. They knew they couldn't do it in and of themselves. And it may be there are those of you today that have very great stones before you. And you feel so much your weakness. Well, poor soul, there's one that's able to roll it away. And we read, don't we, concerning them in our text, and they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? What a question. Who shall roll us away the stone? Now, there may be those this morning that have those very great stones before you. There's the very great stone of our sin, isn't it? Sometimes our sins seem to stand up before us like mountains. Very great stones. We cannot remove them. But you know there's one that can. The dear Lord Jesus himself. As he rose on that resurrection morn, he just rolled away the stone. He has all power in heaven and in earth to roll away your stone and mine. That very great stone of sin. And he can do it in a moment. And it may be some particular sins that perplex you and trouble you. The sins of our own deceitful hearts. The sins of our unbelief. What a very great stone that is, isn't it? The stone of unbelief. And oh, we cannot remove it. But if the Lord grant to us a grain of living faith and sweeps away all that unbelief, then we can truly believe that the Lord will roll this stone away. And the Lord is a sovereign, how he rolls the sins of his dear people away. He may be he speaks a beautiful word to them, such as we looked at on Friday. It is finished. All removed. And joy and peace fills the soul of the child of God. Or it may be that beautiful word in Isaiah. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I often think of that word, you know, be as wool. Wool is soft. And you know, sins are hard. And oh, what a contrast when those hard sins are just rolled away. And oh, the wool, the softness of it, known and felt in our poor hearts. One said, didn't he, what can soften hearts of stone but the precious blood of Christ alone? But then the great stone of Satan. You know, if you've got a real religion and I have, the adversary Satan is a very great stone. And oh, we cannot roll him away. We cannot remove him. But oh, the dear Redeemer, he can cast him out in a moment. You know, he did that in the case in this blessed Gospel of Mark, where he cast out from that dear lad in Mark chapter 9 that Satan was trying to destroy him, cast him into the water, into the fire. But oh, how he cast the devil out from him and set the child at liberty. And the Lord can do that to you. He can roll that stone away. That great power of Satan that buffets you and tempts you and tries you, perplexes you. And you look within and you say so often, how can we stand against such a great foe? Well, as the Lord spoke those words, and he can speak it today, get thee behind me, Satan. And oh, that he may whisper that to each tempted soul that has this very great stone to die. But then, oh, how real those temptations are. You see, the Lord had done it, as we notice at the commencement, cast out 7 devils from the heart of dear Mary Magdalene, and how he cast that legion of devils out of legion, and they went into the swine, and the swine ran down a steep place into the lake and were choked. And so he can cast the devils out to die. We sing in one of the hymns, don't we? Devils retreat when he appears. But then you may have a very great stone in your providential pathway, in the business, and in your work, and in all that concerns you, you see, these providential cares, and we think particularly in this coronavirus season, or with all the lockdown, what a very great stone many of God's dear people are having to walk through. They cannot overcome them. We cannot overcome. And then, of course, the very great stones of affliction that are upon the Lord's dear people. We think of some that are up the country, laid ever so low with the coronavirus, and oh, we think of them in the extremities they're walking through. May it please the Lord to come and to roll the stone away, and if it's his holy will, and grant that healing, restoring mercies. He can do it, you see. He has all power to, and he can do it in a moment. But then we think of the very great stones of afflictions that abound on every side in many ways. Afflictions of body, afflictions of mind, afflictions of the soul. But you see, the dear Redeemer, we read in Isaiah, don't we, that beautiful word, in all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bore them all the days of old. And oh, that the Lord would come and roll those afflictions in our souls away, and in their pathway, and in our bodies, if it be his holy will. But then there are those very great stones in following the Lord. We think of the very great stone of venturing to follow him in his sweet commandments. The very great stone of speaking to the Lord's dear people what he has done. We think of that beautiful word we tried to look at the other week. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Oh, that very great stone, to those of you who may be exercise of it, speaking, open thy mouth wide, the Lord says, and I will fill it. And as he opened the mouth of the dear woman of Samaria when she sat by the Jesus sat on the well, and how she could open her mouth and tell even those in the city what a dear Saviour she had found. She said, didn't she? Come, see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And then we think of another very great stone to many dear men, so fearful of public prayer, a very great stone to them. But, oh, the Lord can roll it away. He has all power to, and as he did here for these dear women, so he can do it for you. And again, think of that word I've just mentioned, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. And then, of course, many stones that the dear children may have at school, and exams, and those at college and university, those that have exams before them, and they seem a very great stone. But you know the Lord can roll them away. Oh, that we may be like these dear women, and when they look, I've often said, and it bears saying again, you know, they didn't have to touch the stone. They didn't have to try and lift it. They just looked. And that was a look of faith, you know. They looked further than the stone to him that could roll it away. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And poor soul, whatever your stone may be, you dear children too, it may be difficulties at school, or college, university, or it may be opposition from other children, or other students, and there are things you have to walk through. They are very great stones. And look to him who is able to roll them away. I think of that case of the dear children of Israel when they were serpent bitten. Moses was commanded to lift up that brazen serpent in the wilderness, and all that looked should be saved. And I think of what the hymn writer said concerning it. Dying sinner, look and live. And oh, you think of that today, and these dear women, all they did, and when they looked, the hour came, the appointed time, when all they could do was look. And what did they see? Why, they saw the Lord had worked wondrously. And they saw that the stone was rolled away. Well, poor soul, there's one further stone I must name, and then we will leave it. And that is that great stone of death. Oh, we have each faced with it. None of us know how soon the hour will come, but oh, may we look to him that can roll away all the stones of his dear people. And as he's rolled them away through your life, so he will roll them away in death. And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And oh, may this be the blessed experience of each of us when we come to the swellings of Jordan, the great aeronautical of death, to see that very great stone rolled away by the Saviour. And he alone that bore all incarnate God could bear, with strength enough and none to spare, should roll away the stone for these dear women, can roll it away for you and for me, poor soul. Well, may the Lord bless these few rambling remarks. And may we give him all the glory, all the praise for the wondrous work of salvation, all he accomplished at Calvary, and then for this glorious resurrection. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. May the Lord then bless his word and help us to give him all the praise, all the honour, all the glory, for the benefit is ours. Amen. Our concluding hymn, 488, 488, uprising from the darksome tomb, see the victorious Jesus come. The almighty prisoner quits the prison, and angels tell, the Lord is risen. Ye guilty souls that groan and grieve, hear the glad tidings, hear and live. God's righteous law is satisfied, and justice now is on your side. Your surety, thus released by God, pleads the rich ransom of his blood. No new demands, no bars remain, but mercy now triumphant reigns. Believers, hail your rising head, the first begotten from the dead. Your resurrection sure through his, to endless life and boundless bliss. Dear Lord, do forgive now anything thy pure eyes have seen amiss in these poor feeble attempts. Do bless thy own word. May it abide in our hearts. And oh, may we see the sweet fulfilment of it, and prove thy wondrous power in rolling away all the stones from thy dear people. Lord, the power's thine. Do be with us now, and may the grace of the dear Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the sweet communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the divine comforter, rest and remain with us each now and forevermore. Amen.